Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. Wilfong moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Hatcher tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up towards first. Goodwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Leach reaches second base with a double. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fahey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher throws the ball into Mackinnon, who tags Fahey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Leach scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Mick Kelleher pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson bunts towards the mound. O'Connor fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Mackanin moves to second. George Capozzello now pitching. Gary Ward pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rozema now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fahey takes first base on ball four. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell is hit by the pitch. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Trammell moves to second. Don Cooper now pitching. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brookins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7. And the Twins too. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Engel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.